Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening. You are listening to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
Host to the Ask Elle.
There you are.
Oh, there I am. This is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Show, relationship show. And we also have with us our lovely co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Hey, good to see you guys again. I missed you last week.
We missed you, but you called in, and that was awesome. Our surprise caller.
I called in last week from the road, By our number, here is 530-605-4567, in case you'd like to, we'd like to have you call in, actually, give us, share your thoughts with us. Our link here is kcnr1460.com. And, you can also text. Gosh, I feel like
Where
I've forgotten everything.
Man, you're rusty, buddy.
I'm
Come
rusty.
On.
One week and I'm rusty. You can text Elle at, on her phone at
707-499-8999.
We're not rusty.
Oh, that's very
that was
nice.
Actually good.
Yeah, that's very good. And you can message us also on Facebook Messenger to Ask Elle Lenny Matthews and Ron Lim. And Tyler, you want to tell us about our sponsor?
Absolutely. New Life Discovery Project, where you can discover the life that you deserve. New Life Discovery Project is a life developmental community whose vision is to provide the most powerful whole life developmental services to those who feel alienated from family, community, and other bondages such as addiction, homelessness, incarceration, and other life challenges. They have a four-part module series aimed at providing education, life skills, spiritual options, and individualized supportive, compassionate care. They believe in treating the core issues that help heal for long-term recovery. If you know somebody who needs this kind of assistance, give New Life Discovery Project a call tomorrow morning at 530-999-8345. Or you can visit them at 1245 Pine Street in downtown Reading, or visit them online at newlifedp.com. Thank you, New Life Discovery Project, for sponsoring this program.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thanks,
Tyler. Appreciate
Tyler.
You throwing that out there. I just got a text from Joni, longtime listener.
Already?
On the other side of the country, faithfully listening in. Hi, Joni. We love you. And I also want to shout out to the Michaels.
Hi, Joni.
Listeners, Michael and Michael, we love you. Hope you're listening. Pretty sure you are.
Hello? Yeah, give us a call.
No, she didn't call in.
Oh!
She's not on the phone. Joni, he's trying to talk to you.
Jeez, Ron.
I'm trying to talk to you, Joni.
No, she texted me and said, hi, guys.
Man. It's only been one time I missed.
And it's appropriate. She's asking me what's the topic. And the topic tonight is, what do you do if you're getting ready to cohabitate with somebody? You're getting ready to move in together. So what do you do? How do you blend your lives and in a way where you're still maintaining your sense of self? At least that was the question posed to me by Lenny. I'm fronting you off.
How do you do that?
Lenny asks a good question. She comes up with good topics. She just doesn't want to talk about them.
I'm scared about it. So,
yeah.
I don't know. When I'm thinking of a topic for the show, I'm actually thinking about my life, because that's what we do. We talk about life.
Interesting one, too.
And so at my age, I'm thinking, what if I met the right guy and he's awful to live with?
Well, that's probably happened.
You know, really.
It's true, because when we're younger, and I'm thinking back, when I got married, I had all this emotional and mental plasticity.
Exactly.
I had this something
pliable,
and I could bend and I could stretch and I could contort and move around with the navigating of the relationship and the shifts and the changes. It just felt like you just do it.
Well, and you have more time.
You get older. It is a good question. How do you navigate those? Can you? I know people have been. I guess there are people that have been married more than once.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, in my very first marriage, right, straight out of college, you know, and being the Chinese culture, that's what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get an education, get married, have kids, have a picket fence house, and all that.
Right.
Well, at
that's
that
what
age,
your parents did.
Yeah,
except they had a restaurant.
Literally, when I think about that right now, at that age, that's just it. You don't even think about, can we live together? That's just
right.
You know, that doesn't even, it's not even a thought.
You just know you're gonna.
Yeah.
You know you're gonna push through it.
So
to get through
so
it.
When we were young, we didn't think about that.
Right.
Until later, of course, you know, as time goes on, experiences build up.
When you're in it.
When you're in it, and then you start getting, you know, getting more set in your ways, which, you know, I don't know about that, but no, I do. I'm set in my ways. I think. Maybe not. Anyway.
I don't know, Ron, because with you, I'm just going to tell on you a little bit.
Oh,
Ron,
no.
I'm just going to say Ron is really one of the best people I know, and you are generous.
Stop it.
To those people that are in your life, and when I say generous, I mean you open up your helpfulness, and recently even opened up your home to a couple that was struggling, and they stayed with you for a year. So I'm looking at you like, I don't know how you did that. And that's not the first time you've done it.
You've
opened up yourself in many, many times.
And it's hard. It's hard to do that.
But he does it. So,
yeah.
So
I've done it a couple of times.
Good man.
So.
Oh, thank you.
You are. You're one of the best people I know. You too, Lenny.
Oh, thank you, and same to you.
Oh.
Well, I wasn't bucking. I wasn't bucking for compliments.
Were you fishing?
No.
But you know what? Now, I have to say one thing tongue-in-cheek about Ron. He sleeps with the TV on, and he puts corn in his spaghetti. So I do that. Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not your thing, right?
No. Actually, I liked the corn in the spaghetti.
That's really good.
And I can fall asleep with the TV
Where's
on.
The popcorn? I'm just sitting back on this one. Not going near it.
I don't know.
But you know what, El? When we're younger, we're not sure what we want and what we like yet. So that's why we're kind of pliable. Everything's new. Different, exciting. So if your partner or your mate or your boyfriend at 25 says, I love to hike and climb mountains, I would say, ooh, that sounds like fun. I've never done it. Let's go do it. At this age, I've done a lot already, and I know what I still want to do and what I don't want to do anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I have a way of living that I'm really happy with. I'm probably the happiest I've ever been. Mm-hmm. And some of it I could move and wiggle around. Mm-hmm. And then there's some things that I'm not so sure I can live with. And that's what I was telling you the other day. I'm really afraid of that because I want, if I meet the right guy, I want to be crazy happy with him. And what if there's a couple of things about him that I just can't get through or around.
Do you know? Do you have deal breakers?
Yeah, some of them are kind of personal.
Oh, well.
Well, no, I can get her, you know me, gift a gab. I can figure out a way to share it without being personal.
You know what the kids call it? The ick.
The ick.
You ever heard of the ick?
You got the ick.
Yep, he gives you the ick.
Oh, yeah, when I get the ick, it's over.
Hmm.
Once I get the ick, it's
What's the ick? I must be too old.
The ick is when something that somebody does is so off-putting that you're no longer attracted to them.
It's
anymore.
An ew.
It's a deal breaker.
It's a deal breaker.
And there's no coming back from it.
All right.
I got the ick.
I'll keep that in mind.
So, yeah, I think hanging out and dating and doing things and figuring out that you do have a lot in common before you move in together. I was talking to a good friend of mine today about it. She's a little bit younger than we are, but she said, spend the night. You don't have to move in yet, but definitely spend some overnight time with them.
No, I always recommend at least a weekend somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Travel for a weekend.
But now in their home.
Oh, well.
I got to see.
Before that.
Yeah.
Get a feel of
how
they show up in their world.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So.
Wow. Great topic. I am I'm enjoying this topic.
I had a friend who, after being married a while, they almost got a divorce over how he squeezed the toothpaste from the center of the tooth.
Yeah,
oh
yeah. I've
God.
Always heard that.
That's so cliche, what? But
yes.
Really.
Like that. He just squished.
Yeah.
Why not buy his own tube, right?
They... fought over toothpaste.
And send him into his own bathroom.
There's definitely more than the toothpaste.
Yeah, of course.
More unbelievable.
Oh, you betcha.
Well, we're going to
what he told me.
We're going to stop here and at the toothpaste comment. Take a break and come back in a couple minutes.
See you in a minute.
Fun.
If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And I'm now hearing myself in the microphone. This is the Ask L show. This is L.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask L talk show about relationships. We also have with us our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Our
good
phone,
evening.
Good evening. Our phone number here. Oh, we have Tyler, our producer.
Tyler in the booth.
Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. We sure would like to have you call in and tell us what you think about cohabitating or before getting there. Our link here is kcnr1460.com. You can also text L if you don't want to call in. You can text her at this number.
707-499-8999. 8999.
Or you can message us on Facebook Messenger to Ask L, Lenny Matthews, or Ron Lim. Okay, so before the break, or what is it we're talking about?
What are we talking about? We're talking about cohabitating.
Living together.
Before, and really more specifically just about, you know, making that decision and some of the complexities that come with that decision.
So the before actually living together. Before.
And I think it works differently for a younger generation than it does
absolutely.
Our age. So we can maybe compare that too.
I would love to hear from some people that have done both. What, you know, if you've done it, well, you actually have.
I've done it several times, actually.
I haven't. I was married for 20 years.
I did it at different stages of age, of course. Everybody does that, but kind of spaced apart, you know, so I got young, middle-aged, and old.
Lenny's saying her, too.
Yeah.
Oh. Yep. So you guys know. You guys have experienced this. No wonder you're scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I got a question for you, then. How do I frame it? If you cohabitated a second time or third time, I don't know how many times you've cohabitated, did that happen? You just found that there were things that were, once you moved in together, that were intolerable, that you couldn't stand? And how did you work through this?
Okay, so you date, you fall in love, you end up spending almost every night together anyway, so you kind of start staying at whoever's house is the most comfortable. And it's usually the girl's house because she's got way more stuff than he does. So,
like food?
Yeah.
Like food?
Yeah.
Eggs.
And, so for me, there had to be the love thing. It wasn't ever for convenience. There had to be a future, in sight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just move in and live with guys. So, but there were a couple of men in my life that I spent a lot of time with, but never actually moved this stuff. We didn't live in one house, but we might as well have. And it did not work out. And boy, am I glad there was no moving in to one place and marriage. Mm-hmm. Because the reason it didn't work out, honestly, was an awful reason that I'm not even going to tell you.
No, can't do that.
No.
Come on.
Well.
It was bad. It was bad, though.
Well.
Now I got to know.
I
won't be able to finish the
show. I would
go
home for lunch, and he would spy on me. And he'd follow me and lurk. He would be outside my sliding glass door watching me to see if someone would come home and meet me for lunch.
Oh, that's creepy.
He was obsessive.
Wow. He didn't trust you.
Well.
That's creepy.
It was beyond the not trusting. I mean, this guy was like,
You dodged.
Over the top.
You dodged.
So, he was so controlling that, pretty soon, and I'm a people pleaser, so that's really dangerous for me to be with a controlling person. Because I'll bust my pick to make you happy, and then pretty soon you can suck me in, and I lose me.
Mm-hmm. And that's so honest.
Well, it's happened. It's very scary because by then it's so close, you don't see it anymore, but your family and friends do. Wow. And it took a long time for me to find Lenny the last time, but this time I didn't move in. I just said, I can't do this anymore. I had an engagement ring. I said, here's your ring. I don't want to. You have to go away. And it took me about 3 months to get rid of him, actually.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you for doing it. And I know that took a lot of courage where you were.
So you don't always have to move in, but time spent together, long periods of time, waking up, sleeping, all that, I highly recommend.
Well, I agree.
Highly recommend.
I think that we have a caller.
Okay.
And I think I heard him mouth Joni. Yep, I got it.
Oh, I can actually talk to her this time.
Joni!
Hi, Joni.
Hi. Did hi, everybody.
Did you hear me trying to talk to you earlier?
I can hear you. And Ron,
I definitely
agree with having the TV on. I have TV on all night long.
Well, thank you very much. And on top of that, go ahead.
And he likes the room dark. But my sleep is so erratic right now that I've been sleeping in my son's room anyway. But I have the TV on all night, and it can be the same show. Like last night, The Godfather was on for about the 3,000th time.
Well, I watch Air Disasters every night. And people think
that'll
I'm nuts.
Help you sleep.
I fly, and then I watch Air Disasters. But you know what? It's not that puts me to sleep. It's the guy, the narrator. He talks monotone, just like Forensic Files. Same thing.
Oh. Drones on.
Yeah.
And you're.
I got you. But Lenny, that's weird that somebody would follow you home and like lurk. That's a serious thing. That's not squeezing the toothpaste.
No, I agree.
The toothpaste, I think is stupid because nobody's perfect, and you're going to have to learn to accept things about people, whether you are thrilled about them or not. If the person's got a good heart and you love them. you know, because nobody's perfect.
Agreed.
You know, I lived with two guys who never closed doors on closets. He never pushed drawers. David pushes the drawers in, but my son never did. That kind of stuff drives me nuts. But I also think that I'm fortunate to have somebody that I love so much, and I would miss those things if anything ever happened to him.
Yes.
So,
how long have you and David been together?
We met in 1979 and we got married in 85 and we lived together for a while, and it was the same thing, like we were together so much and then he finally moved in. But, I think that it depends on what you're putting up with. If it's stupid, you know, household stuff, learn to work that out, but you know, and, like, if it's hygiene stuff, that can be a little bit tricky.
Well,
isn't her thing.
When you first moved in together, though, did you have anything that you were worried about before you did it?
Well, she's 15. I mean.
I know.
No.
Might be a
long time. I was probably, like, in my early 30s when we first moved together. I think I was 34 when we got married. But I didn't. I was like so head over heels in love that nothing really mattered to me.
Yeah. Love is blind.
You know? Yeah, love is blind.
Yeah. But I think that when you get married, and this is just the way, you know, my mother was, and so the way she trained me, but I think there's something to be said for having that unity of, you know, your financial situation. You know, we have one checkbook. We use the same credit card. When David had his band going, he had a separate bank account for that because it was a business. But I think that kind of separateness indicates to me that there's something going on, that there's maybe a little lack of trust or something. And I've seen that in relationships. That's just a personal thing with me, and you guys may disagree with that, but I just want to throw my 2 cents in. Actually, that was probably more like 50 cents, so I'll shut up.
Well, we appreciate every penny.
That was a buck 50. We always love hearing from you, Joni.
Yeah,
all right.
We do.
I love you. Yeah, it's a good show. I'm going to let you guys talk and enjoy, but I'm here listening.
Well,
thank you, Joni.
Nice to hear from you.
All right. Night-night.
Well, I did a little thing that I called, you may have heard of it, but I did this little thing called Google.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Google. What are some ways? And then I did another little thing after I Googled. It's called AI. And I just threw some things in there and wanted to see what I got back in terms of some of the ideas, some suggestions that people can do when they're thinking about moving in together. So, and I liked a lot of the topics that I got from Google. And one of the first ones is that you make a conscious decision. So before moving in together, I love this. Discuss. Why are we moving in together? Have that
That's
discussion.
A real good idea.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
See, it was a good idea. You know, just what are your relationship goals? Why are you moving in together? Does it align with your relationship goals? You know, I remember one person that, and I haven't dated a whole lot since I've been divorced, but a little bit. And I remember there's one person that just kind of thought that he had the right to make my home his home. And I'm like, no, you don't.
I know.
No, you don't.
I know people. I have friends.
It was just a
guy
entitlement kind
house.
Of thing. And I'm
ew.
Like, ooh.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
I'm not cleaning it. I mean, it's just weird.
Well, some people like that, though, think about it as a convenience.
Yeah, that's
well,
what
I'm
here
all
getting
time.
At.
It's also marking territory, too.
That's what I was getting at, the convenience. To me, it just felt like it started to grow as a convenience. It didn't feel convenient to me. We didn't have a discussion about it. It was just a sort of assumption until I finally just was like,
And it wasn't like you were in love and it was the obvious next step and so on and so forth.
Right, no.
It's like, well, I'm here anyway all the time, so.
Yeah.
I might as well just bring my clothes.
Yeah, it was an assumption. So, no discussion. So I love this part about discuss why you're making that decision. You
know? Yeah.
Well, remember, I said not too long ago that another thing that's really important before you even think about it is look at each other's finances. Checkbook. Savings.
You know
exactly.
What? That's on this list.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
well,
it's
I guess
no
I went
reading
time.
Ahead.
You haven't read
Ron.
The list.
I'd be
obviously,
AI,
you didn't do your homework.
You didn't read the list.
No, I didn't do my homework. I wasn't here.
We were having too much fun talking at the pre-show meeting.
Okay.
Speaking of having too much fun,
yeah.
We have to take a break.
Already?
Yep.
Oh, I'm having too much fun. Time flies.
Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Oh,
hello.
You're listening to the Ask Elle Show, and this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host.
Got into that song too much.
Ask Elle Show, and we have with us our lovely host, co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews. Yeah, I was watching you rock over there. I forgot we were even here. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. We sure would like to hear have you call in and share your stories with us about moving in together. Our link here is kcnr1460.com. You can also message or text Elle at her phone.
Yes, 707-499-8999.
That sounded like a nine.
Just
me.
Put as many nines as you can.
Threw
in there.
That in there quickly.
Tyler
jumped on the end
about
of it.
Sponsor.
Yeah, I'll tell you about sponsored Life Discovery Project, where you can discover the life you deserve. New Life Discovery Project is a life developmental community whose vision is to provide the most powerful whole life developmental services to those who feel alienated from family, community, and society because of bondage to addiction, homelessness, and other life challenges. They have a four-module program aimed at providing education, life skills, spiritual options, and individualized support of compassionate care, and they believe in treating the core issues to help for long-term recovery. Visit them online at newlifedp.org, or you can visit them downtown at 1245 Pine Street. And they're open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Phone number is 530-999-8345. Give them a call tomorrow morning if you know someone struggling with those issues. And thank you for sponsoring this program.
Thank you, Tyler.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. So we are here.
We were talking about, I forgot.
Living arrangements.
I know, before the break. We were
talking about...
We ended with something.
Oh, conscious decision.
Oh, okay.
On whether it's for convenience or...
Mm-hmm.
Or is it love?
Yeah.
Remember, Elle, you were talking about that? That the guy just... felt like it was more of a convenience.
It just felt like how dare he just have this sense of entitlement and taking mm-hmm. liberties, and that was an ick for me.
Yeah,
so
we're talking about icks.
Yeah, in other words, you owe each other. I mean, you're adults. You owe each other an adult conversation
right.
and a respectful conversation. Right. And so, if a person isn't having that and they're assuming things, then you know. It's not going to be, I don't think that's a very good sign of a healthy relationship.
No. And if there's too many icks, I wouldn't even go past that discussion of moving in. I would move on instead
okay, so
of moving
in.
Okay,
so if you're going to move in together as boyfriend and girlfriend, then you have this talk and everything, right?
Right.
Discussion.
Yeah.
What if you're getting married and you obviously going to live together? You talk about this before you get married?
Well, yeah. Absolutely.
So... Yeah, the marriage. So the marriage could depend on.
Well, I think that in my head, I'm thinking if you're getting married, you've probably already discussed why you're making this.
Well, I've just asked that because the first one we didn't discuss that.
Yeah. Okay. You didn't.
No.
Yeah. Because you're young.
Yeah, we're young.
And like we're going into this and we know what we're gonna do. Right.
I didn't
now.
Know there was any such thing as discussing that.
Yeah. Well,
that
and
makes sense.
Could have been your culture too, and look at some of the arranged marriages.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
like my parents.
But we're talking in general, most folks. So I want to talk about the living arrangement.
Yeah. That was the next one I was gonna jump on because you have a lot to say about that.
Well, I have a little, and I just think that, okay, hopefully you both have a place to live and somebody isn't still living with their mom. You know?
That happens a lot.
But if you're not owning the place that you live, and somebody doesn't have just an incredible apartment with a view and it's low rent and there's a garage, you'd probably want to keep that one if that's the case. But if there's no reason to stay where you both are, go out and find one together because then it's yours together.
I love that
it's
idea.
Ours. And you have a say and it feels more like yours instead of I'm staying at his house.
And you also get to know each other more that way.
Yes, you get to
pick up. You like that one? No, I don't like that one.
Yeah, you get to do hard stuff.
If you can. I mean, I think if you're established, well established, that can be more challenging. So then you have discussions about, hey, I it's really important for me to have my environment feel a certain way. What are your thoughts about that? And
you
might just say, yeah, come in and do your thing.
Yeah, some guys are just so glad to have bring a woman's touch
in. Bring
that
feminine energy
in.
They like it.
Yes,
they like
do.
It. Because we bring in a spiritual.
I like it.
We bring in a spiritual aspect.
Mm-hmm.
We bring in, and I don't mean spiritual.
We make it home.
Yes. We're bringing the spirit into the home.
Yes.
Well, I think typically the females are the...
We're the nester,
the
we are, we are the spirit of the
Us
home.
Those guys are like slobs.
You guys have a crash pad and a roof over your head. We have a nest.
And pizza
my,
in the
and
fridge.
My kids used to say when I'd leave, if I go away for a few days, they would say, the
house warmth
is cold. Went.
Yeah,
the
warmth
is cold
went.
When you're gone. Our spirit feels.
You bet. Absolutely. We're the glue.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We got a caller.
Okay.
It's Michael.
Oh, Michael.
We love you,
Hello.
Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Michael.
What's up?
How are you guys?
We're doing great. How are you?
Oh, wonderful.
Oh.
As always.
As always.
As always.
Yeah. I know you got something to say about this because you've been married before, but you also have a new significant other.
Yes, I was just calling in to say I don't know how, but we seem to have blended living together just fine. We've been doing it for over 2 months now and no hiccups.
This seems so seamless. As your auntie, from the yes. looking from this perspective. So different than the first go around you had.
Really good sign.
So different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he fits in every part of my life.
And we love him.
Oh, we love him so much.
That is meant to be, you know, if you're trying to put a round peg in a square hole, you can't force anything. Anything you force in life will break. But if
yep.
it's smooth like that,
point.
it is meant to be.
It seems like from my perspective.
I agree completely.
I think you're super lucky.
You. Yeah, we love you both.
Thank you, I too. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Michael,
bye.
Love you both.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, living together. And then, of course, if somebody owns a home, then it's kind of obvious that you'd have to move into the one that owned the home.
Yeah, so those discussions. And if you don't have a relationship where you can have these discussions, that's a bad time.
Oh, you shouldn't be. Yeah.
Or you're
don't
afraid to
there.
Have them. Maybe you can, but you don't know. You're afraid. You'll want to rock the boat. Bad sign. Very bad sign. Those open, honest, man, got to be able to have those.
Absolutely.
The next one, I think, is a big deal, and you brought it up.
Way big.
Outrider. I don't know what was going through my head there, but it was a collision. Discussing, it wasn't just finances, but chores and finances.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is smart. Hey, I absolutely love, and this is true of me, I feel so loved if the yard looks good and well kept, but I don't have time to do yard work. So, you know, is that something that if both people don't have time to do yard work, is that something that you can agree to spend some finances on? Is it something that the other person's more than happy to take on? Or is it something that's going to require that compromise? Okay, I love it, but obviously we don't have time and neither of us, you know, or the budget, or it's in the budget. So is it one of those negotiable kind of things?
Great example.
You have to have those, because that is a big deal to me.
It is me too. The whole inside now.
Yeah, inside.
Everything. And
peaceful. I like peaceful.
And, you know, there's some people, especially, I hate to do this, Ron.
Oh, no.
But men, I think there's a lot more in the home that women are concerned about than men.
Well,
not
absolutely.
All men.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
So what I would want to do is make a list of what I felt absolutely needed to be done inside and out and then split up the chores. Because if we let him make the list, there'd be three things on it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like laundry. I was telling Ron, I don't know why, but it is so satisfying. I adore laundry.
You like to make things clean, right?
Nice.
What?
Maybe you like to make stuff clean.
There's something satisfying about it for you.
Very, very much so, yeah.
I feel that way about dishes. Standing and doing the dishes.
Except, well, yeah, you can come over to my house.
Except silverware. What is it about silverware?
There's too many and they're little.
I guess.
Well, you're welcome to come over to my house anytime.
I have been over there.
Charity knows that. Charity knows that.
No, to actually do the laundry.
Oh, but I've cleaned your kitchen, though.
Well, I know, but...
And I'm a wiper. I will wipe and wipe. I move everything and wipe.
Yeah.
Every day.
Will you? Can I hire you to come to my house? Because I don't have time to do any of that.
I could. I'm an organizer. I would love to come to your house and put it together.
She did do that
okay,
to my
I
kitchen.
Need it. I need it. You're hired. Please.
I would love. I
okay,
adore stuff like
okay,
that.
Thank
okay,
thank you. All right, well, we just accomplished something. I didn't have anything to live in together, but she's going to help me out here. I work literally 12,
yes,
14
do.
Hours a day. I go in at 6 and get off at 7 or 8. But I love it. I am not. That's not a complaint. I love what I'm doing. And
she used to be a fun friend, but we're waiting for her to be a fun friend again. So.
It's going
to
happen. Okay, next. Maintain individuality. I don't know. That one, it feels kind of like that should be a given before you get to the moving in stage.
Yeah.
So
we miss finance.
Personal space. Well, I kind of covered it in discussing whether or not you have the budget to get
true.
To hire somebody.
Okay.
So I glossed over it, but we can talk more about it.
Well, I just want to know if you think that you should keep your own accounts and then agree who's paying what. Or do you pay half of everything? Or do you know what I mean? Like, I'll pay half rent, you pay half rent. you pay the utilities, I'll buy the groceries. You gotta keep it even so there's no
resentment.
Exactly. So the cable bill, all the extras. That's a
good discussion.
Yeah.
You have to have that discussion, and it's going to be uncomfortable on points, on certain points. You might have a person that wants to be more the provider and protector, so they're providing living space and they're making sure everything's kept on and running.
So the guy would probably do
that. You know, the woman might say, okay, I'll make sure we've got food, or I'll make sure that we've got the household items, the things that are important, the toiletries.
Right.
I'll keep the mechanisms going and
run
operating. And that's a tough one. When I was married, we got married. I wasn't that young. I was in my early 30s, but we were building our life together. Everything went in the same pot.
You bet. And I believe in that in a good marriage. I do. I believe in that.
I had a very different arrangement.
I believed in it. I just don't.
Still do.
I just don't, go, I'm getting a flash. Oh, we got to take a break. All right, we're taking a break.
Already?
Sorry, guys.
Sliding right into that one.
I'm the buzzkill.
There was just no, I ruined it.
It's okay.
See you in a couple minutes. Hear you in a couple minutes. Peace.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Good evening. You're listening to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Show. And we also have with us our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews. Actually, Coconut. Lenny Matthews.
Coconut.
What?
Now you're going to put a nut on the end of
Lenny's
it?
Lenny's going to say,
now we know.
I'm cuckoo
for
Cocoa Puffs.
No.
It's the coconut.
I just forgot
the
to say
cocoa.
I usually say coconut.
No, you never said coconut. You say the co-host because she's the
co-host. But he calls
this
me
is the
coconut.
First coconut.
I call her coconut, though.
He calls me
otherwise.
Coconut off the air.
I've never heard him call you coconut.
Well, it's kind of a little.
You put the lime in the coconut.
Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. We're having way too much fun tonight. Our link here is kcnr1460.com. You can message us on Facebook, Ask L, Lenny Matthews, Ron Lim. You can text L at this number.
707-499-8999.
Thank you. And Tyler, Would you tell us about the sponsor?
Absolutely.
Our sponsor?
Absolutely. New Life Discovery Project, where you can get serious about discovering the life that you deserve. They are a life developmental community whose vision is to provide the most powerful whole life developmental services to those who feel alienated from family, community, and society because of bondage to addiction, homelessness, incarceration, and other life challenges. They have a 4-module program aimed at providing life skills, spiritual option, and individualized supportive compassion care. And they believe in treating the core issues to help heal for long-term recovery. You can give them a call tomorrow morning at 530-999-8345 or visit them at 1245 Pine Street in downtown Reading, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., or you can visit them online at newlifedp.org. Thank you, New Life Discovery Project, for sponsoring this program.
Thank you, Tyler.
You're welcome.
We are talking about cohabitation, moving in together, and I just have to say that Joni texted and said, I'm a wiper, too. She wipes, too. And if you weren't listening prior to that comment, we're talking about countertops.
Oh, yeah. Right. Thanks for clarifying
that. But she also said we were talking about finances prior to that. Were we talking about finances? Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit. We had to have been, because she said when you have a common checkbook, you're sharing costs of all your living expenses, and it eliminates the resentment of one person feeling like they're carrying the load. And if one party is able to contribute more, that's fine, but record-keeping is death to relationships. But I wonder, I agree with that. That's how it was when I was married and young. We didn't do any record-keeping. But what if you're a spender and the other person is a saver and you're sharing the checkbook and then there are issues around that?
I think there needs to be honesty and someone needs to say, I spend, you save, therefore you do the budget and the paying of the bills and the household finances. You put money away for our savings, and then we'll each get an allowance. That's the only way it can be really fair. And that's how I would do it in a marriage. I'm not so sure that I would blend funds just living together.
Being married, yeah.
Yes, absolutely being married. I just feel like if you love someone enough to spend the rest of your life with them, then you need... I like the idea of a blended pot for money. But living together, it would take a while for me to get to that point.
Mm. Good point.
It would, yeah.
But you did bring up a good point during our break when we were talking about you would never sign a prenup. And I was thinking, well, if the person was established and they had family and they had assets more than me, more established than I am, and had family that had concerns, I wouldn't be opposed to doing that for the sake of the family feeling at ease around the relationship, as long as, you know, there was an understanding of what that looked like moving forward. But you made some really good points when I said that. And say them again.
Well, for me, I am just old-fashioned when it comes to love. And I feel like if this man is willing to marry me, then he needs to trust me. And I don't think I'd ever marry again unless I knew a person to their soul. And so a prenup would break my heart if that was requested, because that's a big trust issue. However, I do understand we each want our babies taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So, and maybe our elderly parents, or, there's a business that one has and one doesn't. So that's where a will comes in. That will can be stated that we can both take care of our children equally, and then we have to make sure that the living spouse is taken care of. Because a lot of the times the kids will come in, take the home, take the inheritance, and leave the living widow or widower without a place to live, and that's not what he or she, her husband or wife had in mind.
That's good stuff to consider.
So, yeah, I mean, you love this person, so absolutely be fair with his family and children. Mm-hmm. Same with yours. You can do that with a will or a trust. And I think a life insurance policy on each other is a great idea, because that way he's taken care of or you are.
Mm, that's a great idea.
And then the family gets
what
they...
Depending how old you are when you get remarried.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have term limits.
I didn't do...
Or whatever those are called.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't do prenups on any of my three.
Yeah, that, but you're a good... You're not that guy, though. There are a lot of people... And I think, honestly, if it was a wealthy man and he looked at me and he said, we're not going anywhere till we do a prenup, I would say, you know what?
Bye.
Yeah. Adios. Because... That just told me a lot about you.
I think that's the reason why I didn't do them.
It's worth a conversation. And if you are in a good, healthy relationship, it's a conversation you can have regardless of its discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
Be adults. Put it on the table. Have a discussion. What do each other? What does it look like to each other?
But really a good point.
Talking
it
about
has
this.
To be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be.
The discomfort is better than what comes later if you didn't talk about
Boy,
it.
Boy, that's right. Absolutely.
I think that should be a contingency.
Yeah.
Can I talk to this person
about
these
this hard
tough
stuff.
Things?
Well, I'm sure there's a list in Google of things that you should ask each
can
other
you Google
about.
It?
I can tell you another one. It would be religion. Or blended families with young children.
Politics.
How do you parent them together?
Yes.
It has to be an equal
parenting. Well, we talked about blended families.
Yeah.
That was very interesting.
Yeah. Probably at our age, there's
no
living children at home.
Mm,
or there shouldn't be.
There shouldn't be. Your landlord's not living at your house?
No.
Well, Sean's not living with me either, so.
That's because he's far, far away.
He's far,
and
far
he's
away.
Married.
And he's married, and he does have a good job.
Elle, your kids are younger, so you don't count.
Well, my kids are in their 20s, but when I relocated over here 3 years ago, you know, I relocated over here with a very determined purpose, and that was to help my daughter get away from... Mm. What she was embedded in on the coast, which was we have a lot of family over there,
mm-hmm.
and some of that family was part of what was keeping her addiction.
Toxic.
Yeah, going. And,
good for
you,
Mama.
Yeah, so coming over here, you know, we went on a road trip together for a few months, and that was great. That was a shift.
I remember that. I couldn't keep track of you. Every other day. You're
where?
Where?
Are you, Arizona?
Well, we're in Arizona
where are
now.
You,
oh, we're in Alaska now. What? How'd you get
back
there?
I'm back in California, but I'm leaving.
But see, that's different, and that you are a fantastic mom for doing that.
Yeah.
Absolutely, really. And you're giving her stability and a foundation.
And it worked out well. Absolutely. And now she's been clean 2 years. Mm-hmm. She's the case manager for the women at the New Life Discovery Project. And we choose to rent a place together.
Yeah, and I think it's awesome.
You know, so it's more of a roommate arrangement at this point. You know, she's responsible. She pays her bills.
Right.
She pays her rent. She takes care of her own stuff. And
now, there's a different subject. Roommates moving together.
We're not going there.
We're
not.
I'm just saying.
Something
else to you.
Same thing.
Same thing. What chores are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one.
But at least the finances are.
Oh, yeah,
center,
that's pretty
period.
Clear. Mm-hmm.
But the other thing.
That can be a tough one. I remember those days in college. Who's going to do what?
Roommates. You know? Roommates are bad. Can be.
And it might even be, you know, at the point, because like I said, I haven't been here that long. And, at some point. Where we decide on buying a place, we may end up buying a place together. Also,
nothing wrong with that.
We have similar. She wants horses, all that. So at any rate, for us it works. Yeah, I'm fortunate.
Well, is there anything else important we need to really put out there? Because we only have
half
a minute.
That time.
Almost half a minute.
You guys got.
A little more time.
The only one that I saw on here is
have fun.
Is don't move in to save your relationship. That's the one.
Don't have babies
that's
to
a good
save
point.
Your relationship.
Don't move in to save your relationship.
Yeah, and don't. But I would say this: have fun and enjoy it.
I love that.
Have fun.
Are you having fun together? That's so important. Are you laughing together? Are you having fun together?
Yeah, because now you've got one house to clean, one house with chores, and then you can go and play.
Well, that's the whole idea of being together, right?
Yeah.
Bring your bond and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and cooking together, and yeah, love it. Love it. Have fun.
Well, that was a fun subject. It went by awful fast.
Thank you.
All right.
So much.
I love our coffee glasses.
Yeah, we'll see you all next.